L'incontro con l'ospite. In that moment all the chief
clerk came on a quiz. Control under the control of the loudspeakers the Silsala. And then I had to explain to him all. So then today okay. No need. I brought my own water because I think I get some stomach problem with this water. It may something with the filter.
Oh, okay.
All these filters are not clean.
Okay.
So, so then he understood, then he is going to remove many other loudspeakers. Yeah, downstairs there is also a loudspeaker.
Uh-huh.
When the monkeys Dhamma talk, he also downstairs a loudspeaker. He told me that he is going to remove all these things and reduce the volume. Okay, today we have to learn about. Yesterday we spoke about what is it called? Suddhanta Parivasa, no?
Mm-hmm. Suddhanta Parivasa, we didn't.
You have started, but you have not completed. Now, Suddhanta Parivasa, as we explained, is about. A monk who does not know the number of his offenses, the number of his concealed nights, concealed deeds. So, and this is now divided into two groups. One is Chula Suddhanta, small Suddhanta, Parivasa, and Maha Suddhanta, and the great Suddhanta.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to explain this.
Chula Suddhanta. Okay. 就是这样的就像心里面比如说就是我们昨天说的就像我昨天说的一样他那个他出现这种情况就是说一个比库他不知道那个自己犯的罪那个数量也不知道就是犯三次那个三个地下数量也不知道自己的二分仓的那个天数然后这种情况下也可以心里面比如说然后心里面比如说有三种两种小心里面比如说会大心里面这种然后这种还是解释
So now Chula Suddhanta means that the monk, he only knows part. If he has fallen into different offenses, he knows only part of the days he has concealed and part he does not know. Okay, in that case now, according to the part he knows, which is the most days, according to that his Suddhanta, his Parivasa should be given. And then the Maha Suddhanta is, he does not know anything at all. The whole, for every offense he has fallen, he does not know the number of nights he has concealed.
He does not know at all. He does not even know how many offenses. How many offenses here?
Offenses are irrelevant, but it is what matters is for Parivasa is the nights he is concealed.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay. So therefore, now Kanka Vetarani tells as called. Whether he knows the number of offenses or not, that's called, that is not in his view. Not in his view. Akarana.
Mm-hmm.
It is akarana. It is not in his view.
Mm-hmm.
So now, but the following one, Samudana Parivasa, is a little bit more complicated. Okay? And we're going to explain Sammodana Parivasa.
然后这个，像这一步的脱离吧，说的就是说他那个，这个说这个人他能记得住他犯多少条罪，这个跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟跟
Samadhana Parivasa, it is called combined. Mm-hmm. Samadhana means combined. Probation. So now, this is of three kinds. Odana Samadana.
Next is Aga Samudana. Next
is Misaka Samudana. Misaka is mixed. Become more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So here, for many monks now, they get confused.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that a monk who undertakes to, he already undertook parivasa, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like for patichana parivasa, patichana parivasa.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for how many days? Let me see. For 10 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
10 days, yes, parivasa, patichana parivasa.
Mm-hmm.
During that period,
mm-hmm.
let me see, on the 50,
mm-hmm.
he falls into another offense, sangha dissociation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by doing, now, the sangha now, what has to do it is,
mm-hmm.
to give him, to cancel all these days he has observed,
mm-hmm.
and to draw him to the beginning, that is mulaya parikasa.
Okay?
Okay? That during the patichana parivasa, if a monk has to observe 10 days,
mm-hmm.
okay, on the 5th day, mm-hmm. he falls into another sangha dissociation
mm-hmm.
also.
Mm-hmm.
So because he is falling sangha dissociation, he can observe now that the rest of the days,
mm-hmm.
the sangha has to draw him back at the beginning to give mulaya parikasa.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to start from the beginning.
So do this 10-day parivasa again?
Huh?
So
in that case, he has to make 15 days. 15 days. Now, for example, if he has 10 days,
uh-huh.
okay, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
On the 5th day, he falls in offense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then, all these days cancel.
But did he conceal this offense or not?
Patichana parivasa is concealed.
Yes, yes, but I mean, the
yes,
new.
If he,
this new offense.
He does not conceal.
Okay.
Does not conceal.
Okay.
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 He doesn't conceive. He falls, mm-hmm. he doesn't conceive.
Okay.
And then all these 5 days are cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he has to start counting from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus, as for now, actually now because the beginning, ultimately, because he only observed 5 days, cancelled, he has to observe again 5 days, then for ultimately he has to observe 15 days.
Okay.
Okay.
15 days altogether.
Altogether, and for 15 days. He observed 5 days, he's been cancelled. Alright?
Okay. So this actually means this offense happens between the fifth dawn and the sixth dawn.
On the fifth day. It means on the fifth day, means noontime. Noontime on the fifth day, it happens, okay?
It means the fifth dawn has already passed.
Yeah, okay. Already arisen. Fifth
okay.
day.
Okay.
But he doesn't conceive it.
Okay.
Doesn't conceive.
Okay.
So therefore, in that case now, all these days now, have been cancelled.
Uh-huh.
As called. And then he has to start from the beginning.
Mm.
Now, if he... he already observed 5 days, it be cancelled. He has to observe again 5 days, plus these 5 days, they become only 15 days.
Mm. 这样这么说，这种出气别咒是这样的。 出气别咒，比方说一个比库犯了一个三个地下，然后他复藏了10天。 他复藏了10天，那么按照戒律规定，他应该是受10天的别咒。 然后这个比块受是别墅，然后过了5个冥想之后，也就是说他已经受5天别墅了。到了第5天的中午，他又犯了一个三个地下，然后这个新三个地下他没有复藏，他立刻告诉孙凡了。他告诉孙凡了之后呢，他就要返回原本，然后这个巴利斯在这个叫返回原本，然后在那个元恒寺律上也翻译成本日制，这个就返回原本。 返回原本之后呢，再从第一天开始重新受持10天的别墅，这样的话，他一共受持是5天加10天，一共15天的别墅，大家可以理解了。OK，OK，okay.
Okay. Now this is called Mulai Parikasana, no?
Yes,
this is simple. We call this only Mulai Parikasana.
Okay.
Right. But now, if he conceals it, then it becomes a problem.
Okay.
He also conceals, for example. He conceals, and then he, let's see, he conceals this for how many days? So then now, now if he is now for example, this monkey has fallen again 10 days, and then he conceals, let's say, for 5 days. 5 days conceived. It's a crazy thing, it is a
perfect.
For some time, we stop. In the beginning, start. Everything starts right, but after I starting to hide myself, we stop.
What to do? We have to do we have to use this pencil alternatively. Huh?
So now, in that case now, this offense is considered 5 days. Mm. So he had to observe 10 days, okay, now. Then, the Sangha has to combine this concealed offense with this one. Mm-hmm. And give him actually, cancel these days. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cancel these days. Mm-hmm. And then, he has to start from the beginning. Mm-hmm. From number one.
Mm-hmm. Number 10.
Number 10. And plus, this actually,
plus five. Okay.
Plus 5 days he has to observe. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 然后我们再换一下，就比方说那个还是刚才那个比库，他在受施那个别墅时，他还是在第五天犯了戒，第五天犯了戒之后，但是他没有跟僧团立刻表白，他复藏了五天，然后这就僧团表白，那这种情况下，僧团还是要给他那个返还原本，返还原本之后呢，他还是这个原来的施那别墅，他还是要重复。
原来十天别墅，他还是要重复。原来十天别墅，他还是要重复，因为这样的话，他那个新剧他又复藏了五天，这五天要再把加上去，所以说他那个，所以说这样的话呢，第二次受的别墅一共是15天，然后再加上原先的受的5天，一共就是20天别墅，还可以理解是吧？
应该是二十五天。
嗯，
应该是二十五天，因为他复藏五天的话，往后推他就应该有10天的时间。
不是，你刚刚是这样的，应该是他受了5天别墅，对不对？然后之后他犯戒了，
对，
犯戒之后他又。
复藏五天，
你不是不是不是5天加上去吧？我可以问，so he's asking that because this month concealed for 5 days, so should this 5 days be considered as part or not? Because if you add these 5 days, he actually undertook this part for 25 days.
Follow what is it? 25 days
means. In the very beginning, he undertook this parivasa for 5 days, and then he conceived 5 days. So up to now, he has conceived this parivasa for 10 days. So then, because of this morai, he has to undertake this whole parivasa again. That is another 10 days, and because he conceived 5 days, so altogether it's 25 days.
You see, now he has actually now, these 5 days, I didn't hear this now. You see, 5 days he has already observed.
Yes.
He's uncancelled. So then, again now 5 days.
Yeah.
Alright, again he has to come to the beginning. He starts from the beginning. Five plus. One, two, three, four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 days.
Yes.
Plus
5,
20 days.
No. He said 15 days. No? But in the very beginning, he did 5 days parivasa, and he concealed for 5 days. That is 10 days. So altogether, it should be 25 days.
因为那个复藏的五天，他要也要算进时间。对啊，加上五天。
If you have a plain Mulai Padakasana, it is actually.
Yes. So beginning, we did this parivasa for 5 days. And then you can see this parivasa. You can see your new offense for 5 days. So altogether, now you have that 10 days. And then, on day number 10, you confess to the Sangha, oh, I have to see you. Sangha has to give me Mulai Padakasana. So
okay, Mulai Padakasana is not. He has
concealed.
Okay, it is.
He has to cancel.
Yes, but this 5 days does not count.
Of course, count. These are like 15 days. To combine with the 15 days.
Then it's 25. Because this 5 days are counted. Or these 5 days are counted.
These 5 days are counted.
Okay.
These 5 days are canceled. Because he's fallen. These 5 days are canceled. And then he has to start again from number one. This kind of way, by combining these offenses, with the previous offenses, concealed offenses, this is called odanza samatha, means combining. Odan means cancelling and combining. You cancel and then combine together.
然后这种给予，像我们刚才解释这种给予，是叫出去合一。
出去就是那个出去你在犯罪之前所说的那个就是那个别住日数，然后合一就是指你这个新的父丧日数和你原先那个父丧日数合一，对，这所以叫出去合一。
So then, now the offense. Now, for example, if he falls here on the 50, he falls on offense, which against consent. This is called antarapati.
Okay.
Antarapati means intervening offense.
然后你先犯这个罪呢，就是在别处先犯这个罪，有个专门术语叫中间罪，就是意思你在别处先所犯的这个罪。
Now this antarapati, he should mention into his formula. Here, the formula when he has to observe mulayapatikasana or he has to make odana samadana, he has to mention his formula that while I was observing parivasa, I fall into antarapati, which was concealed for so many days. Therefore now his formula has to reformulate it. Reformulate it to include that antarapati within is called formula.
然后他那个，然后像比方说在犯了中间罪的情况，就不管你是服丧还没有服丧，就是整个你后面跟司司司去别处干嘛，要重写，就是说你必须提到，就是说，那个我在受识别处之前我犯了中间罪，然后这中间罪我又没有服丧多少天，然后那个行，再死给我别处，是这样。
这个词例子多不多？
应该不多。
He should tell that my antarapati was not concealed. In that case, he has no to add other days. So then, therefore, his formula become smaller.
但如果说你只是犯中间罪，但是而没有服丧的话，这个伽玛伽玛尔会稍微短一些，因为这样的话不需要再额外的日数，就是你后只不过是原先别处受益而已。
Okay, now we go explaining the next.
然后我们先下面讲这个等日合一。So now this is not a good pen. This is for how to, you know. This makes better. So then, this means by combining different offenses.
Referring Sangha Dishesa number 1, number 2, number 3, like that. And then,
number of
considerations. So then, no, actually, that is the thing. If he has fallen in the same offense, Sangha Dishesa number 1, okay, and he has concealed. The first time he has concealed the first sangha disesa, for example, for one day. Again, he falls on sangha disesa. He conceals for 2 days. Again, he falls on another sangha disesa. He conceals for 3 days. Or up to 7 days or 10 days, like that. So they are different, how it's called, the same offense, but repeatedly, it's called conceal for different, various days. Different days. And the maximum days he has concealed, one of the offenses, is 10 days.
Okay.
In that case now, the Sangha has to give him parivasa, as called, for only 10 days, which is the maximum. The agga is called.
Okay.
The agga. Then the length of this parivasa should be accounted to the longest concealed offenses. It is, for example, in this case now, it is 10 days.
Okay. But
okay.
Yes, clarify some confusion, if you. So because it says the Kangha here says something called Sabbachira.
Sabbachira is long conceit.
Long conceit.
Long conceit. Sabbachira means long.
Long, yes.
All are long conceit for.
But the Chinese translators, explanation is that it is the same level of conceit this.
Not same.
Not same.
It's not. Chira means, Chira and Tita Dubukasu, Buddha Sasana, Chira means for long. Chira means long.
Okay.
It does not mean, So if now, now if he is for somebody says, number one, and then one day conceals, one, then 2 days conceals, another, somebody says, 2 days, and then another, 3 days, okay? And so forth, up to 10 days.
Okay.
Another is 10 days. Okay? So, because they are different, sambahola, okay? It is different as well. Many offenses. One offense, somebody says number one, he concedes 1 day. Again, another, somebody says same, somebody says number one, he concedes for 2 days. Another, somebody says for 3 days, another for 5 days, another for. But the maximum is 10 days.
Okay.
The longest, chira. Chira is 10 days.
Okay.
So therefore now, these things, the Sangha does not combine all these things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, plus, as well, 10 plus 3 days like that. He will give the maximum, which is 10 days, as well, the longest, according to that, he will give the probation.
But this Agasamudana means for the same vatu. This,
same vatu.
Same vatu, because if it's different vatu, then it becomes misunderstood. Okay. 然后那个这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 地下复藏三天，然后可能就是最后一个星期复藏十天，也就是说那十天是你复藏最大的日期，最多的日数。那么最后四三给你为重呢，它不是把你所有的那个复藏日数加起来，而是去那个最大值，去你复藏的最长天，你最长天是复藏十天，那就给你十天的为数。然后这种合一为数叫等日合一。它和那个疑惑读书，它那个疑惑读书中文翻译说的不太一样，大家可以看。
疑惑读书，他直接说众多罪当中，他没有说同一个罪。
对，但这个问题是这样，就是说那个复合合一才是指不同罪实情况。
哦，这下一个了，
对吧？对，因为这个和下一个是有区别的。
就是说这个疑惑读书他们是错误的。
他也不是不错，他也不是错误，因为他没说众多罪事，所以说他犯的不是很清楚。
So then, therefore, you must explain that they don't do the other way around. For example, 10 days.
Uh-huh.
They don't. You tell them that they don't.
Plus. This I have to explain.
Explain. So that is Agha Samudana. Now, Nisaka Samudana, it is to different values. Mm-hmm. Different values. Okay? Now, for example, Sangati says, three, four, five like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Nisaka Vatu, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mixed Vatu. Mm-hmm. It's a what's it called. So then, and he has conceived again.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this. Sangha Desai is conceived maybe one day, some of them they conceive 2 days, some of 3 days, some of 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take again the longest.
Mm-hmm.
The longest they is conceived and even combine everything together,
mm-hmm.
again the longest they is conceived.
Okay. Okay. 然后那个是最后一种那个复合和一个第二种很相似，只不过第二种就是犯是同一条罪，那个第三种复合和一个很犯是不同条罪，比方说。他犯了那个第一、第三、第四、第五条，他犯了出那个第一条三个地呢，他复藏了四天，第二三个地呢复藏了三天， 然后第四、第三、第四、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三、第三
还好是最大值，不然有个人不偿两年很多罪的话，他两年加起来就十几年，他如果最大值就是
十几年。那就是不同罪过，就十年可能也是就取最大值。
取最大值，对，这是普通合一。
其实那就是说合一理路就已经被复合合一啊，这叫等日合一已经被复合合一这个覆盖了。
不，等日合一，这当然也是专门指那种，就是只有一个最实性嘛。
就是说，那个它是那个复合合一的一个特例。
对，你可以这么理解。
All right, now we'll go to explain manada.
下面我开始解释manada。
Now, after the bhikkhu has finished his parivasa, after all the trouble he has to, and undergo to finish his parivasa according to the days concealed, so now he has to pay honor. Manat is actually to pay honor to the Sangha. Okay, but... By purifying himself for 6 days, uninterruptedly, that's called for 6 days uninterrupted. Therefore, it is called Uttari Charata in Kanka Vidarani. That is the maximum days he has to observe manati, 6 days.
Okay.
He can't observe, that's called 4 days, 5 days, or 7 days like that. The 6 days is the maximum he has to observe.
Not maximum, but also minimum. Only he must observe 6 days. There's no option.
No option.
Yes. 那这样说，这个曼，然后这个，然后那个他这个比丘在新闻别处之后呢，他应该三行愿曼达达。曼达达是这样，就是说曼达达那个只能行六天，不可以多，也不可以少。这六天必须是连续行。中间不能有任何中断，然后这个马纳这个就是一惑杜陀第88页最后一个讲说那个话，就是那个更加行六业这个地方，然后一惑杜陀第89页第二自然卷就是为了比库马纳达这个地方，然后他说这个张老师马纳达这个仪式，他是对僧团的一种礼敬，就是说你通过连续做六天马纳达呢，表示你对僧团的一种尊敬。他那个业是按那个名相算的，其实就是对。
这个马纳达是对固定的比库还是整个僧团？是固定的比库还是整个僧团？
你的意思是跟一个固定的比库请求马纳达，还是说跟僧团请求马纳达是吗？
不是，马纳达不是他要服务僧团吗？
不是服务僧团，他是他和别处和别处差不多，只不过别处多两天一玩，就是和别处基本上一样的。对，你是问请求马达还是什么？不是请求马达。
不是，你不别处以后就进行马拉达，马拉达的意思就是让朱比库满意嘛，对吧？就做一些义务，大概是不是？
对，那但是那个义务和别处义务基本上一样。
基本一样。
对，他这不是一个92，一个94。
啊，92、94，就是都是不做的东西了。
对对对。
哦、OK。
Now there are four kinds of manada. Right. The first is patichana manada, which is if the bhikkhu has already concealed offenses, he has finished his parivasa, and then he has to be given manada. But if he has not concealed any offenses, he can directly observe manata, and this manata is called apatichana manata.
然后呢，就是这样，他给大家讲那个四种麻烦的。然后那个四种麻烦的章上讲，就是第一种麻烦叫复藏麻烦，复藏麻烦的意思，他犯了比过犯上的意思，那也他复藏，他复藏复藏以后，他应该先现在复藏就是受别住，啊，受完别住以后，那个再受麻烦。这样这种麻烦就是复藏麻烦。然后那么无复藏麻烦的就是意思是说，这个比如说犯了三昧，他要是他没有复藏，他没有复藏的话，那他不需要受别住，直接受麻烦，这种叫无复藏麻烦。
Okay, now the third is Pakkamanata. It's not mentioned here in Kankavedarani, but he said Pakkamanata is for Bhikkhuni, who has undergo a 15-day manata. Okay, that is only for Bhikkhunis. For Bhikkhunis is only 6 days, for Bhikkhunis is 15 days.
然后第三种麻烦是那个半月麻烦，这种麻烦是专门对比库尼做的，然后那个比库尼犯了三昧，需要修半个月麻烦，也就15天麻烦。
More strict.
比库尼那个这条比那个比库更。
And then we have samudana manata, which is combined manata. A bhikkhu who undergoes many parivasas for many concealed offenses. Okay, sangha this is. And then the Sangha does not give him many, many manatas. But he gives him only one manata for all the offenses. Now it's called, he has concealed and observed the parivasas. So then, let me see.
Alright,
now, in order to observe manata, there are two more. Now, a bhikkhu who observes manata. A bhikkhu who observes parivasa, one monk is, another bhikkhu is good enough for him to stay in a school together with another bhikkhu in a monastery. One bhikkhu is good enough. He can't stay alone if he observes parivasa. He can stay with only one bhikkhu is good enough. But with manata, he has to have four bhikkhus living together with him in the same monastery. So therefore, now he has to inform every day to these four bhikkhus. If other guest monks come, he has to inform also them. So therefore, he has every day to inform the same bhikkhus, as called, if he makes nikepa, or he does not make nikepa, he has to inform them. So he can't stay with one monk together, or two monks together, or three monks together, he has to stay together with four monks. The minimum number of monks should be four.
Also, that means if this monk wants to make some nikepa, he must make this nikepa for four monks together,
Together. Or he makes samadhana, he has to take together to four monks together.
Okay. 然后那个这块不不不，其实不是看那个表，而是其实看那个表这下面有个表格，它有那个关于别如何麻烦一些细节解释。它有一个表，就是说那个有四五行三列那个表，然后五行三列那个表呢，它这个地方那个就是张老师这儿刚刚解释是那个第三行，就是那个执行内行。
就是说你别住这个东西呢，你跟一个比户那个一起别住就可以了。就是说你比方说你要那个拿起放下你的义务，你对一个比户说行，说足够了。比如说你对一个比户做了放下，你不需要再跑到另外一个比户面前再做一次放下。但是马拉达不一样，马拉达就执行的话，你行马拉达的时候，你必须至少跟四个比户在一起，也就是说你那个拿起义务的时候，必须四个比户在你面前，然后放下义务的时候，也必须四个比户在你面前。
More strict，
嗯
，more strict，
对。
那个就是，马纳达也，我们这儿马纳达也是在那个别墅院是吧？
对，都是在别墅院。
反正就是说，那别墅院，如果即使是有一个人那个犯罪的话，也要有四个人陪着，就是他行马达的时候也得有四个人陪着住。
对，所以说上次我就去了。
哦。
Okay, now we are going to summarize and see how the raticheda takes place. Now, how the day can be cancelled. Because there are certain duties which the monk has to observe, and one of the duty it is not to live together with another monk under the same roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Therefore, now we are going to understand this part and see the difference between Parivasa and Manat also.
Mm-hmm.
It's called how the day can be cancelled when the monk observes.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not fulfill certain factors,
mm-hmm.
that day can be cancelled.
Mm-hmm. 表二十六它又包括两部分，那个就是那个马拉达的四种阶段和别墅三种阶段。然后说那个这是张老师他会给大家解释，就是说马拉达阶段和别墅阶段有什么区别。然后首先大家理解，就是阶段就是说比户在新别墅或者马拉达期间呢，他因为没有履行特定的义务，所以导致他行的某一天那个别墅或者马拉达无效，这个意思。
So now, the bhikkhu usually who observe parivasa or manata should be given a separate kuti,
mm-hmm.
usually in the end of the vihara, of the monastery.
Okay.
And other bhikkhu should not live under the same roof together with him.
Okay.
Means other bhikkhu means a regular monk. Another regular monk, he should not stay together with him under the same roof. That is one condition, sahavasa.
But if two parivasa bhikkhus are connecting this parivasa together,
yes,
then they can...
No problem. It's called regular, I told them, regular man.
Okay. 然后这个是因为就是你不能跟那个你在那个新别墅或者马拉期间你不能跟清净比库就同一个屋檐下，但是比方说你们两个人同时都在住别墅，那你们俩可以住那个同一个屋檐下。
So then, now if he does it like that, he lives on the same roof with a regular monk. He's that day is not counted. That day is cancelled.
如果那天晚上是跟一个清净比库那个。共处在一起的话，那就是一个阶段，然后就是那个，表二十六那个第三条共处，还有第二部分它有个第三条共处，
So number two is vipavasa. If he's absent in a monastery, if he lives in a monastery where there are absent monks, I mean there are no monks, no bhikkhus, no regular bhikkhus. So again.His that day is cancelled. That night, raticheda, is cancelled.
So this is considered vipavasa or something.
Yes, vipavasa. It means there are absent monks there. Absent monks. There are no monks, no bhikkhus, regular bhikkhus. He lives alone.
Okay.
That's called that night also is cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
然后第二种出现那个业障情形，就是他那个这个地方所说僧团范员外，那个僧团范员外就是说你其实是一个人在那里住，然后这为什么是你一个庇护都没有这种情况。
Therefore, a Parivasa monk, he should go to the monastery which is at least one monk there. And a Manatha monk should go to the monastery which is at least four monks.
For Pakata monks.
Pakata, yeah, for Pakata.
所以说，对一个那个性别住比库来说呢，他必须去一个至少有一个行经比库寺庙。对新马达那比库来说，他必须去一个至少有四个行经比库的寺庙。
啊，你的意思说别住只去一个吗？
对啊，一个我昨天和你说，必须只要一个清净比库就够。
对，你前面也说了。
对。
但是那个在发生业障生团范围外，它若再少于四位比丘的范围内也算。
不是，你看好，它那个是有四种情况导致当天所行的玛纳达法失效，然后下面有个第二个，有三种情况导致当天所行的别住法失效。
嗯。
你看到了吧？
那业障这个呢？
不是，我可以我拿来给你解释一下。
是。
啊，你问这个这个在不所住的中心是吧？
不是，生团范围外，我说。
生团范围外。
对。
生团范围这两个都是一那个这个。
一定要四位对吧？
不是，这个块是有问题的。
哦，这样啊，你有问题。
对这块，因为对别墅来说，它那个四个比库是不需要的。
哦，只要一个就可以了。OK OK。
哪个括号？
就是那个。
他写了至少四位。
那个。
安定会详细解释供述这个定义吗？
我先把他这个问题解决。就是那个，有三种情况导致当天所实现别墅法失效。他那个第二条跟三条范围内，然后最后一个括号若再少于四位比丘范围内解散，这个是错的，大家可以把
这个括号内容全部删掉。
对，全部删掉。
这个只要是一位在你旁边就可以。
对对对，这
生团了。
对，这可能我从哪本书上复制粘贴的，然后对当时没有那个什么。
那就解决我的疑问。
对，
供述这个就是条件是怎么样？它跟女人那个供述的条件应该一样的吗
？OK， so he's asking about this sahavas. He's asking the this a condition of sahavas is that also the same with the a particular rule of,which you're not allowed to sleep with women under the same roof? Is that
similar? The posture means if a monk lies, the Parivasa monk lies, and there is a Pakatta monk who also lies down, they become sahavas. But if, for example, the Parivasa monk, he sits on the chair and sleeps,and the Pakatta monk, he lies down.
Okay.
It is, as called, they are not on the same roof. Means something like that. There are some similarity with Sahasaya.
Okay. 他说这个那个是和那条街是一样的，但是因为和那条街一样，所以说姿势很重要。就是说你们在这个地方供宿，就是不仅在同一个屋檐下，而且你们俩都躺同一个姿势，都躺着睡。但比如说是这样，如果这个那个清净比库他躺在那睡，然后那个新别墅比库他坐在那睡，这没问题。
对于那个同一屋的建筑物那个屋顶，然后那个建筑物有什么样的一个定义吗？
建筑物。
对，因为有些那个建筑物它算是同一个屋顶下，有些
那个
建筑物的
话，比如说一个宾馆是吧？
对，然后有些那个解释的有些不同，他我们想仔细问一下这个。
So he's asking that, so for example, some buildings like a hotel, so under the same roof, there are several rooms. Under the same roof, there are several rooms. So if this Parivasa bhikkhu lives in one room, and this Pakatta bhikkhu lives in another room, so will this be considered as a sahavas or not?
So then,we explained this about Sahasaya rule, but usually Parivasa monks are not supposed to live on the same roof with other monks, because now it is so sensible thing, so that to avoid any doubt whether his night is broken or not, so he has to be completely separate kuti, somehow in the end of the vihara, which is completely alone, isolated. He is not connected with other kutis. That is one condition. So that, therefore now, you know, to make sure that his nights are not broken. Otherwise, it troubles for the whole Sangha.
Okay.
Now, because the Sangha can't verify exactly now what happened, whether the other Pakatana monk was lying down and the other monk was not lying down. He was sitting.
Okay.
It's very confusing as well.
Okay.
Therefore, now, to avoid all this confusion, usually in the Mahavakapali, it is mentioned that whatever is the last kuti in the monastery, which is in the border, the border, so what that kuti has to be given to him to make sure that there is no way that he has broken the nights. Otherwise, the whole night Sangha falls in trouble. Again, he has to observe from the very beginning. You know, sometimes how many nights he has broken, it's difficult to find, it's confusion. So, therefore, to avoid all this confusion, we clear him another kuti, everything is there. So that no Pakatata monk should go there. So not even go during daytime, not necessary. All the Sangha has to be informed not to go to that kuti. It's like expelled, half expelled from the necessary life.
他说你这个问题具体解释，他可能要到那个就是十八世纪啊，他会给你答案。但是这是因为这两位为什么不给你具体解释？他说因为前面已经说过，就是说对性别处的比库来说。 一般来说，他都是给你那个大厅里边是吧？就是在寺院的边角的位置上，就是那个跟你最后一个故里，而且这个故里是孤立的，不跟其他故里相连，不跟其他故里相连接。然后，而且这种情况一般还有那个通知僧团里边三人不要去那个故里。相当于把你流放在这种感觉。然后，但而且因为如果不这样做的话，就是会他第一他产生很可能他产生疑惑，就是跟其他监狱一样，三人产生疑惑。第二，因为你是不是在幽冥，那人产生疑惑。 跟你自杀有关系，那四三到时候检检查你是不是夜到，还要检查你那天晚上是睡什么姿势怎样怎样的。然后甚至如果你自知性别准，那我们也没法看到你的到底多少天夜的，这都是不定的，故地是分隔开的。
So, if there is no any kuti, let me see if there is a kuti whose end of your heart is damaged or maybe is occupied by another monk. So, and but there is one kuti which is the middle of the monastery. So, but it is not connected with any other kutis. It's far from other kutis. It's in the middle of the monastery, but it's not connected. So, therefore, now the whole Sangha has to be informed that we'll put that parivasa monk in that kuti.
Okay.
But don't go there.
Okay.
Don't go there. If all three is in the middle of the monastery, don't go there. Don't, even during daytime, don't talk to them. Because now, if he, another Pakatta Piku, he has to go close, he that Parivasa monk, he has to worship now. That is on vata, on duty.
Okay, to
worship regular monks.
Okay.
So therefore now, it's trouble for him, it's trouble for others also.
Okay.
Therefore, don't approach him.
Okay.
Just leave him alone.
Okay.
So he has to be isolated.
Okay.
He's almost like banished, half banished from the monastery.
他说，他说这个比如说我们刚刚说的那种在寺院边角那地方的故里它坏了，就是那个破损或者是已经有人住了，但是寺院中央部分有这么一个故里，它不跟其他故里相连，然后那个是有独立的故里，那这个时候啊，寺呢就会让这个比库中间这个故里，然后通知其他比库。 哪怕是白天也不要去那个去那个故里，为什么呢？因为你清净比库，你去了那个故里，然后那个性别柱或者性马拉比，他就定礼敬，因为这他的行为影响硬。所以说你如果你靠近那个故里，他等于谁靠近这个故里，他就不停给别人做礼敬，然后这样的话就会对寺堂很麻烦，所以说一般通知大家不要去靠近那个故里。
So number three it is anarochana. If he does not inform all resident incoming monks of the parivasa or the mana that he observes. So now for Parivasa monks and also Manata, it is a common thing that they should inform also guest monks. Okay? So then, if they miss to inform one guest monk, so if by accident guest monk comes inside, and before the door, that Parivasaka monk, Manata monk, misses to inform, then the whole day has been cancelled.
比如说一个游客比库来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来
Brahmanata, it is to make sure, as called, that any guest monks who come, as called, he should be told, the guest monk should be told, by any monks, other monks, to tell him, the guest monk, that this one monk who is Parivasa, going to his kuti, as called, that he is going to inform you. So therefore, guest monks need to be told. So all the Sangha is to be informed that if they see guest monk, quickly to tell him, come, come, that the Parivasa monk or the Mantra monk is to inform him, to make arochana to him.
所以说对于那种有人在新别洛或者新马达寺庙的就有这么一个规定，就是说这是寺院里有圣贤，他能够应该知道，就是说如果只要来一个可比库，这个就应该告诉这个可比库，我们这有人在新别洛或者新马达，然后你赶紧跟他去他所在的地方，然后让他对你进行报备。
So then now for Parivasa monks who if they break one night, okay, they can observe one more day. Right. But if Manata monks observe, they have to observe 6 days. No, let's see, on the fourth, on the fifth day, they are missed to inform on guest monk. And then the Manata breaks. Then they have to start again from the beginning. All the days are cancelled. So they have to start from number one, day number one, which is quite troublesome.
他说这个发生夜段之后处理，对别处马达达也是不一样，大家可以参考那个记录里边大纲，那个就我刚才说那个表格关于别处马达达一些解释的最后一行，就是那个发生夜段之后处理，然后对别处来说发生夜段当然不计入别处，也就是说你发生夜段那你这别处就是这一天是无效的，但是你后面再补上一天可以。 然后，但是对马达达来说，你一旦发生夜战，你就你比方说你这那个马达达已经做到第四天了，但是第四天出现夜战，那你这马达达从头开始，从第一天开始一直做到第六天。
So therefore, now, especially during Manata days, in some monasteries, what they do it is, in the night especially, they lock all the doors. Lock all the doors. And for the gate is to be locked. No, maybe they get, sometimes they don't lock it, but they lock all the doors. For example, the Dhamma Sala, they lock it. Other buildings were called Bhavana Sala, Dhamma Sala, all the doors had to be locked in the night. The kutis had to be locked, so that in case a guest monk comes, he has to knock the door in order to open. So he can't go to a kuti. He might find an empty kuti and go inside and sleep like that.
Okay.
All kutis are locked. He has to approach somehow, not to sleep. He has no place to sleep. They have to knock the door, the doors and so forth. And then he has to awaken other monks. If it is 12 o'clock in the night, he has to awaken other monks. So the other monks will see him. Oh, okay, a guest monk come. They will tell him, come, come. The Parivasa monk observes here, or Manana monk observes here. They will bring him 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. For that Parivasa monk or Manata monk to make arochana.
这是因为马达达业呢，就是说你一旦发生就要从头开始做，所以说在有人做马达达寺庙一般有这么规矩，就是说有如果有人在里边做马达达的话，他晚上把这个寺庙里边所有建筑物门那通通都锁上，锁上的话这样就有好处，说如果不过个晚上或者半夜有一个客比回来了，天天找地方休息，那他必须敲门。 他只要一敲门，那个敲敲敲敲敲敲，我其他庇护就要醒，把其他庇护叫醒，其他庇护就会告诉他，我们这里边在新马达，你赶紧去那个地方，他会对你进行告白。因为如果不这样的话，他可能这客比库，然后那个来了这找了空屋，然后在里边睡了，而当时谁都不知道，然后那个新马达庇护就是一夜乱。
So
可以哭，我半夜来以后，他要把所有的就是说那四个病哭都叫醒一起去他那个。
不用，那这个你不比丘教行意义，不比丘教行意义在于就是，有一个比丘告诉这个和比丘就是那个新马大人对他性告白，然后新马大人主要对他一个人性告白就可以了，这教行几个比丘这是无关紧要。
So now that is a guest mat, but some teachers tell that you should inform also monks who go outside the monastery, they leave the monastery.
Okay.
They are called gramika monks who go for travel. They are not going to come back. If they have the intention not to go, to come back, they have to inform them also.
Okay.
Now, this is nowhere, either in the Vinaya Pitaka commented, sub-commented. This information is nowhere.
Okay.
As it seems, it is their own opinion.
Okay. So this kind of bhikkhu left before he comes, or he... After he comes.
No, it is Gamika monks, now for example, if a resident monk, resident monk, he wants to travel and not come back the same day.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell that today I have to go maybe in another city like that, then I'm not coming back, I will come tomorrow.
Okay.
Therefore, in that case, he's a Gamika monk. Gamika means traveling monk, who has to travel, and he's not going to come the same day.
Okay.
So some teachers tell that the Parivasa monk, Manata monk, has to inform him also.
Next day?
The same day, he leaves. If the time he leaves, he has to inform me also. If he doesn't inform, his Parivasa or Manata breaks. That is wrong. There is no any such information in the Vinaya Pitaka commentary sub-commentary.
Okay. 然后那个有一个教学老师说，就是说，比方说那个寺里，就是你在那行鼻之后，先把那先寺里边有个长寿比库，然后这个长寿比库呢，他要出去，在你行鼻之后，先把那之前他要出去。他出去呢，他不当天回来，他出去有可能过一天，过两天再回来。然后有些教学队老师说，就是对这种比库，就他出去的时候，你也要跟他再做这么一次告白。但是张老师，这个说法在律藏里面没有什么依据，这是一种个人的观点。
We have only incoming monks. Now the resident monks they already know, he already make arochana for them. So if Parivasa monk, for example, without making nikepa, the first day he makes arochana, he does not need to make arochana to them again. But according to this teacher's opinion, if out of the resident monks, one, he goes somewhere, does not come the same day, he has to make arochana to him. Otherwise, his day is broken. Which is no reference to any Vinaya text like that.
It's
called Yadasut.
Yes.
This is the case.
Yes.
So then, all right. And then number four, it is Unagane. Unagane means, now this applies only for Manata. If a Manata monk lives in the monastery, where there are less than four monks. Gana means here group. And it means here four monks. If there are less than four monks, a Manata monk who lives there, his night breaks. That day is not counted.
然后那个对马来来说有一项特殊，就是在不足重的性马来，这条是对别墅来说没有，因为别墅里边只要一个人一个清净比库就够了。对马来来说，一个清净比库不够，必须至少有四个清净比库。如果说，那个这个他清净比库人数在一个人或三个人的话，这个就是在不足重的那个性马来的。然后这人如果出现这种情况，他也会出现异端。放下义务，放下义务应该是没有问题，但我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that if a bhikkhu who is observing manata, if he went outside and stayed one night outside, then he has to have a four bhikkhus accompany him, no? A four prakata bhikkhus accompany him if he stays outside for one night. That's it.
Should live together with the other four bhikkhus in that monastery.
But
he changed the monastery. No?
Yes.
He can go from one monastery to another. If he goes to another monastery, that monastery should be for the night, during the night time, should be four bhikkhus there.
Okay, but he didn't stay outside for night. But he came back to the same monastery on this same day. Then there's no need for prapakata bhikkhus accompanying him, isn't it?
No, accompanying him is not necessary. Actually, it is the time. The crucial time is the dawn time.
Uh-huh.
Before dawn time.
Okay.
So then, if he during the before dawn time, there are no four monks in the monastery. Mm-hmm. He is alone.
Mm-hmm.
That is where Ratichata takes place.
Okay.
So that is a crucial time.
Okay.
But he, if he goes for Pindapata, for example, he does not need to carry escorts of four monks accompanying him.
这个地方有四位比丘，实际上还是这个意思，就是说，你比方说你在出去，你出去时候，你在外面过夜，那么你在过夜那个冥想之前，就是你必须要有四位比丘在你身边，这时候这四位比丘是不是原来的四院四位比丘？这个没关系，也就是这四位比丘是不是陪着你？这个并不重要，关键是在你冥想的时候，你心里面有四个幸运比丘就可以了。比方说你去外面去村里边，这个时候你不并不需要四个比丘那个陪着你一起托钵。
马达特拿很多人也会放下义务在拿鞋，这样跟别处一样的。
就是什么干，就是什么干。
他马达达六天，就是要先一直从物这样干，只不过前面六天一个比库，后面六天四个比库。
对。
干好以后，就十二天就白天全部是正常的清净比库而已。
对。
正常出入。
对。 但是也很麻烦的，就是因为你比方说每天你晚上你到你到你到你到你到你拿起义务，到你到你拿起义务的时候，你必须保证那四个人一定在，就是说你比方说那四个人有一个人在这六天期间，如果有人要出去，那你赶紧得回笼说你再找一个人陪你，嗯。
是黄叔林啊？
嗯。
他会不会就是说我举个例子啊？
嗯。
当地的比库，
嗯，
犯了戒，
嗯，
他那个要告白啊，亲亲，他肯定用当地话说吧？
不是这个。
告白这个他们都认识巴利语，通都都都都都都写好了，然后
他们
照巴利语念。那你的意思就是说，不同人可以不同国家的人可以一起过去陪他，
对，
进行别墅跟那个是僧团来决定的。
不是，其实也不是僧团来决定，那个是谁陪你？你可以就给找你跟你要好人，自个儿拉人过去，我就是这样。
啊，
对，你是不是僧团指定的？你实在找不到人，你可以找僧团帮忙，这样。如果你根本不需要僧团，
我单纯指定说这四个人。
你找不到人，那你可以啊，对。哦，我知道。上次您认陪住，我还以为您是犯罪的。这就是陪。知道了，知道了。所以我问你。范姐，我问一下，那个告白的话，刚才是讲意思是说，如果客座比库，比如说这个客座比库是在别墅院里出现的，那个不是在别墅院，是在本寺院出现的。
在别墅院的话，这个你跟对你别墅有关系，那个寺院就是那个别墅院，这个龙树林跟你已经没有任何关系了。
啊，这个意思，龙树林出现的各自都不需要在。
对，其实放下拿起这个义务没有别墅比库的概念的。对，因为你在龙树林期间肯定是就是都处处处在清净比库状态，因为你那放下拿起义务都是在那个寺院完成的。
So now, a monk who has finished Manada, without any Ratichetra, without interruption of nights, so then the last step is now to inform a group of monks of at least 20, 20 monks, okay? They have to come together and he has to inform them. And then ask for Abhana. Abhana means rehabilitation. To reinstate them back to his pakatata regular status.
然后对于一个做完马拉达的人，对于一个做完马拉达比库来说呢，他做完马拉达之后，他应该找一个至少有二十位清净比库的那个僧团来给他出罪。然后出罪的意思呢，就是说使他恢复到正常那个清净比库状态。
So now the abhana has to be taken place in a Sima. So then, and for Kamavacha has to be reformulated so that, and should be include all the information How this monk started from Parivasa, observed this for so many days, and then that he undertook manata, he finished his manata, and now he wants to get the abhana rehabilitation. So therefore, this abhana kama it is very long formula. Therefore, all it is like a report and so forth, from the beginning till up to now, how he has finished the manata, now he is asking for abhana. And the arochana is the same now. The monk who makes arochana, he should report everything to the sangha, and the sangha has to report everything to the sangha itself, and then decide whether they are going to give him called abhana or not.
然后出罪这个干嘛呢必须要在现场里边进行然后他这个干嘛文非常那个就是说他这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个 然后可能还要重复，所以说这个干嘛非常长，像那个报告一样。
So if there are less than 20 monks, and these monks they know they are less than 20 monks, but they still gave a banner. All these monks fall into two categories, and that the banner is also invalid.
Invalid. 他说如果说出队的时候那个清洁比如少于20个的话，那所有出队这比如犯过错，然后这出队还是无效的。
那就是说为了保持20位比如清净，那是为了找多一位坐在里面21位。我看报告里面是
好像是这样，但我慢慢讲。So he's asking that in order to make sure that there are 20 Pakhtata bhikkhus present, so they usually at one more bhikkhu to that group. Means they normally order 21 bhikkhus in that abana kama.
There are more, maybe sometimes 2-3 more.
Okay.
To make sure maybe there is paraji kama inside.
Okay. 所以有时候可能不止加一个，加两个，加三个，加四个。
Therefore, now if you are in China, you can't find 20 monks there. You take the plane, come here. We arrange 20 monks.
但是你在中国要找不到420个清净比库的话，你买个机票过来出去，没球了。
So, all right, we covered many points here. Of course, now if one wants to read more information, how these things are observed, one has to read Chulavaga. Chulavaga, maybe the second chapter like that, about all the parivasa, how it is observed, what are the duties, how the monk should behave, and how the kamavachas can be formulated. So these are very, very detailed information in Chulavaga.
如果关于这个三观殿在处理流程的这个更详细一些，大家可以看那个律藏小品第二章，然后律藏小品第二章里边，他会告诉你，就是说你这个性别住喜马拉雅比库到底有哪些义务需要遵守，然后这个你们在整个流程中写那个干嘛人应该怎么写，在那里边都有解释。
正好前面班得提到这个问题啊，我问一下。我是卢素林圣坛的一个比库，我外出了，办了三个地切沙了。
外出了，办了三个地切沙。
对，
你在外面，在外面办了三个地切沙。
在国外办了三个地切沙了，我找到一个清净比库，告白了，那就不是不长，直接马上打。
对对对。
我是要一定要回到卢素林的僧团警信吗的，还是在我外出那地方有南山寺院的地方，跟另外一个僧团说，我在那里要求马兰达跟出罪。如果他能满足，
只要他们是清净比库就可以。 只要他们是
就是不同僧团可以，你帮我确认一下。
我亲身经历也是这个例子，我亲身经历，我陪他一起做麻烦礼物，他就不是这个僧团，然后他跑到这边来那个什么求别主求麻烦出罪。
我知道你这个例子，但是我不知道龙树林他的规定是不是他你出去算我龙树林僧团，你不能在外面
啊？
你
是难道就是龙树林自己的规定？
对，问一下我的意思。
So he's asking that is there any regulation in Namayana that if a monk from this monastery he committed some of his offense outside for example abroad, then in order to observe a pure paribhasa and pure manata, he has to come back and observe the whole process. Means paribhasa, manata, and bana. Is it necessary? Is there any rules or regulations like that in Namayana?
That means what? In another country?
In another country, or let's say.
So, if there is a monastery there, for sure, there are Pakatika monks, they know there are teachers who can give him Parivasa Manata in that monastery. He does not need to come in Sri Lanka, but what is that monastery abroad? Means in which country? Because, and another, if this Sri Lanka monk, he does not know the language. So, for practical reasons, of course, that is why there is no regulation as such. But if up to now nothing like that happened, but if it happens in the future, so then it must be in monastery where this monk can make a valid parivasa, a valid manata and so forth, which are actually according to the standards, the Vinaya standards. If these Vinaya standards are not met, therefore now his parivasa and manata is questionable. You know, to prevent all these doubts, it is better to come here, observe, because it is more sure that he is able to complete his parivasa without any doubts.
他说那个，在龙树林其实没有这样的规定，然后到目前为止也没出现这样的例子。然后他在那个他说是从理论上讲，就是说你其实你在国外，你只要找那个这找一个像我们说那找一个寺庙有信息礼库，啥都就可以。他说那个。然后你但是你必须保证你整个过程所有这些干嘛都必须在纪律上讲是有效的。但是呢，你可能你在国外，比方说那国外还不是你的祖国的话，你还会有语言不通的各种问题，然后你又不知道那个比武是不是清净，所以说那回来的时候最好，那不这样可以去除你们的一些疑惑。
Okay. So then, I think we have covered many points. So if there are more questions.Now or in the future, they can ask. So, because we are going to the next chapter, is called Aniyata Kanto, about the uncertain rule, means indefinite rules.
然后到三个地方，到这个地方，我们基本上已经讲完。然后大家有什么问题，现在也可以问。如果现在想起来，以后也可以问。如果大家没有问题的话，我下面开始讲，不定法。没有问题是吧？OK, we have no question. So,
okay, so now the other indefinite rules, let me see.They are called aniyata. Yeah, these undetermined. Okay, undetermined. Or indefinite. So then, because it depends, the Sangha has to interrogate. Interrogate both parties whether an offense has taken place.And interrogate the accuser, and has to interrogate the accused. And then the decision ultimately has to be taken according to what the accused admits.
Mm-hmm.
So then the decision cannot be taken immediately at once to declare a monk that he is a parajika or sanghadesa and so what, he has fallen to sanghadesa, if there is no interrogation takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is undetermined up to the point the accuser, he admits, yes, I fall into this offense.
Mm-hmm.
If it is not, if he does not admit it,
mm-hmm.
therefore, the Sangha can't determine that accused has fallen into Sagarisa's offense, or any offense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're called aniyata, undetermined.
然后这个不定法之所以叫做不定是因为他这个是穿这种情况的时候的话那个
So then, and that accuser can be a person who is very trustworthy, can be a sotapanna, sakadaga, managa. But because he has this kind of, he's sotapanna, sakadaga, or he is a high rank monk, we can't at once accept his word as conclusive.
Okay.
We have to interrogate the accused monk.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, and then we can conclude whether we take the conclusion whether that monk has committed offense or not.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we don't rely only on high rank monks,
mm-hmm.
trustworthy monks, because mm-hmm. he all the time never tells the truth, never tells lies, we know. Therefore, we have to trust his word. Therefore, his word is a guarantee that, yes, what he tells must be true.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We have to interrogate also the accused monk.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually a fair judgment,
mm-hmm.
to make a fair judgment.
Mm-hmm. 但是即便这种情况下也不能说听了原告陈述就立刻下结论必须要去执行被告这个理由听他怎么说然后才能做那个做结论这样是为了这是一个公平的那个裁判
If Mahanayaka, he might be Mahanayaka, he accused another monk. So then we can't at once conclude, oh, because he's Mahanayaka, he must know. Therefore, for sure, because Mahanayaka tells like that, for sure the other monk is parajika, Sanghadesa is like that before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to interrogate
mm-hmm.
the accused monk, and he has to see what he has to tell.
So,
therefore now we can read aloud the first aniyata,
mm-hmm.
so for them to recollect what are the points we want to highlight.
Mm-hmm. 承认做的比库应以巴拉吉卡桑嘎迪谢沙或巴基迪亚三法中说出其中之一或巴基迪亚三法中的其中之一来惩治或应依据那位说话可信的精神女所说的来惩治该比库这是不定法。Okay,
so now this is regarding that a female lay follower may accuse a bhikkhu of having committed sexual intercourse, because she has seen him with a woman in a secluded place,
mm-hmm.
sitting together with a woman very close by on the same seat,
mm-hmm.
And the seat is suitable to lie down and commit sexual intercourse.
Mm.
So then she says all these things.
Mm.
But whether the real sexual intercourse took place, so that is where questionable it is. Okay, all the environment is suitable for, she tells, all the environment is suitable for sexual intercourse.
Mm.
She has seen. But whether she has seen the whole thing, as called, is not trustworthy. It is, you can't believe it. Therefore, you have to question the map. Did you sit with that woman together? Did you, the seat, it was suitable for sexual intercourse? And what did you do? With that woman and so forth, you have to interrogate all the details from that monk.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you have to judge according what that monk, according to the consent of that monk, of what that monk admits. Therefore, we have not only to trust the accuser's words.
Mm-hmm.
We have to trust also the monk's words.
Mm-hmm. 第一条就是说一个比困，他和一个女人一同坐在一起，在那个同一个座位上共度，然后这个座位呢，他是那个别人看不到，就是说那个别人如果不靠近看不到那种有这盖座位，然后是个躺下来性交的这种座位，然后。 然后呢，然后这个居士发现之后呢，然后他就跟司徒说，这个比库，就在这个地方共作，然后呢，这时候司徒开始问，就是说你是不是跟一个女人一起工作了，然后你那个座位是不是秘密禀赋的，是不是适合性交的这种座位？ 然后第三就是问你当时到底做了什么，然后但这笔回答这些问题，问问题之后呢，就是算算算算算根据他回答问题的情况来判他到底犯了什么罪。Okay,
this is easy to understand. Now, how to interrogate the monk? There is a in the end of the Patimokkha, there are the seven adhikarana, adhikarana cases. When even is you arises like that which is questionable, so then had to be dealt according to the seven adhikaranas, as called is use, legal is use, and this aniyata falls under the patinyaya karitabha. Patinyaya means karitabha. It is that case, the issue has to be solved by what the monk admits, patinya.
But it is mentioned that this patinya karatapa is usually done for arahants or something. Is it mentioned that this patinya karatapa is usually done for arahants or something?
It is not, yes, it is used, but that was the initial case. But any other case can be under the same umbrella, no? They fall under the same umbrella, patinya.
Okay.
Now regarding sitting together with a woman, okay, in a secluded place, so then in private place, in secretly, so that is called accuser can accuse because of parajika. Now, for example, sitting with out of the four parajikas. It is sexual intercourse. Or it can be sangati sesa, like kaya sansaga, touching the woman, or inviting the woman for sexual intercourse, telling words.
Dutulavacha.
Attakama pariyaya.
Okay.
Therefore now these are related, no, with woman, the sangati sesa are related with woman. So then, Sangha decision number 2 also can be. Sangha decision number 2, number 3, number 4.
Yes.
Oh, you mean number 5? It's Sancharita. Sancharita may be taking information from the woman. That's called taking information from the woman and carrying to another.
But the whole process cannot be done in the
Yes, but she might tell now, I knew that he got the information of the woman, she went to that man and brought the information back to the woman, and it's called like that. She can tell something like that.
Okay.
Whatever the accusation is regarding about these cases. Now, for example, we have this kind of case in Parajika, is number one, okay, about woman, okay. And then Sangati says we have number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, Sangati says, any of them. And then Pachityas, again, we have Pachityas with woman. Later we see several Pachityas relating with woman, for example, teaching a Dhamma to a woman without a man be present. So there are certain Pachityas who can cover also cases of woman, how the monk should behave towards woman. So therefore now, Tina Dhamma, the three Dhammas, is called three Apatis. Dhammas means here not the Buddha Dhamma. It is about three offenses. You can explain about how are this Parajika and Sangha Pachita are related to woman. What are the offenses related to woman?
然后第二这个三个地方，第二这三个地方，它这个地方呢，最好当然可能是上面写稍微有点问题，上面写是第一是第四条，然后正好说应该是那个第二条是第五条，而是他是这样的，就是那个第二条是那个跟女人做事身体接触，那就以欲性跟女人做身体接触，这个是有可能做到的。然后第三条是跟女人说粗鱼，跟性性性欲相关的女人，这也是有可能的。 然后第五条做媒也是有可能的，这女人可能跟你可能跟那个对这个女的人对那个这个比如说这个男人更多一些，然后过一段时间他又跟这个女的更多一些，然后在这个过程之中可能有性性这个做做媒性性传递，所以第五条也是有可能的。然后巴基地亚里边那个有两条，就是说一个是这个。 专门就是说任何比库一个和女人一对一处于公秘密可信音的丙处座，这个本身是巴基利亚。然后还有一条巴基利亚，就是说对一个女人说法是没有有志男人在场。这个也是有可能的。然后这个地方是三法，不是指那个法和律那个法，这个地方三法是指三种罪，就是说那个巴拉吉嘎桑加三巴基利亚。
Okay. Now, in the end, it says that this monk is to be dealt according to what he admits. But it tells also, all the judgment is to be done according to what that laywoman with a trustful word she tells. Because sometimes there are monks. Who tell no, I have no done like that, and but they don't bring any evidence because they are ashamed in front of the teachers who tell I did like that. So and then of course now the teachers and must understand now this monk that we interrogate this, he evades the question. We tell him this, what time did you be? He tells different thing, and so they are contradicts himself. Therefore, if he is not trustworthy, then the Sangha can tell him, look, we will declare you as Parajika according to what that lay woman tells, because she gives more strong evidence than you can give. So then, then if that monk is pressurized, sometimes that monk tells, yes, I've done it. So therefore now, some pressure has to be put to what that monk. Therefore now, this is open. The Buddha puts open, leaves it open. So that the monk can pressurize that monk. It's called because of the evidence that accuser gives.
他说是这个地方关于不定法呢，在那个《因惑度脱》第91页， 他这个地方他明确说就是分所承认自最后自己是有效能的应当以他所承认的来审这些，就是最后要看这个笔库到底承认了什么。但常常说有这么一种情况，就是说这个笔库呢，你就知道这个人的不可信，他这种就是你问他的时候，他说话前后自相矛盾，自相矛盾，然后呢，然后这个人那个控告对方人都举出证据了，就是很强的证据，然后这个时候斯奈克也可以这样做出决定，就是说。你自己说话自相矛盾不可信，然后人家对方证据明确，而且以这种情况下也可以不顾他说的，然后就判断判断巴拉基拉。然后有的时候你这么一说他是巴拉基拉，他可能他自己心里说完一句，自个儿承认了，然后这种情况是有可能的。
Okay. Now we'll see the factors. You give the analysis of this rule.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go. Let me see. What is that?
There's no analysis in the
analysis.
Okay.
There's nothing.
Okay.
All right. Only Kangavitarani. Now this rule has been laid down in Savati.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About the Udayi there. Udayi means the monk Udayi. He is famous of doing such things. We met him several times in Sangha. This is number two.
So number five.
Number five.
Number 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, 3, 4, 5. So then, and the Vatu, the object was that he sat together with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
In the secret place,
mm-hmm.
and all right. Okay, the rest you get. I will explain later.
然后讲讲这个地方是那个，就是开始用十七要素来分析这个那个这个第一不定法。然后这个十七要素分析表呢，在基里卡章上也没有，因为基里卡章上只有那个塞巴拉基盖和那个十三个第三名分析表。然后大家可以看那个《伊霍鲁托》第91页，倒数第四三段。然后就是说这个直接地点的是因缘是在是沙瓦提，就是以前我们说的舍卫城。然后直接的人是乌大一长老，这个乌大一长老就是那个也是那个从第二条第三条第四条第五条三个第四条的那个直接那个因为他直接那个人。然后呢事儿是那个是他和他的女人在一个秘密别墅工作。
So then now there are several schools. This is Asadharana Panyat. It is not common with Bhikkhunis. And cannot be done by commanding another monk doing that. Ananatika.
这二条是不同意比库尼，所以说是那个不是共同制定。所以然后这二条非命令，你不能通过命令一个比库和其他一个女人共在一起，然后犯这个不定法。
So now the offenses are first the dukkhas. For example, if he makes the effort for Metuna Dhamma is Dukkata, and he wants to be in secret with a woman. For every step he goes, it is Dukkata. And before going, for example, in order to meet the woman, he wants to beautify himself, no? He goes to the mirror and puts some color in his eyes or like that, cosmetics, some perfumes, or any effort he does to impress that woman, and so forth, it is dukkata.
然后，这那个罪比较多，我们一个一个说，就是他犯了最轻的罪可以恶作，比方说他当时那个他当时在那个座位上，他为了跟那个女人性交，他为了跟那个女人性交，他可能那个去做出跟这个女人做出各种各样的努力，以达到和性交的目的，比方说给自己化妆，给自己涂点香水，然后这些是为了那个性交那个为那个这是在那个第一巴拉吉嘎下面的那个恶作里边前方面恶作，对。
So then, after he has gone, and he sits down, and the woman also sits down in the same seat.
Mm-hmm.
or if the woman sits down, and after he also sits down in the same seat.
Mm-hmm.
Or they sit together,
mm-hmm.
simultaneously,
mm-hmm.
on the same seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's called... Then he falls into paticca offense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
然后无论是这个女人先坐下，还是比姑先坐下，还是他俩一块坐下，然后他们俩只要是在这个刚说这个秘密禀赋的地方一坐下，他们就犯了巴基利亚，然后巴基利亚再给看了以后面那个巴基利亚第四十条，这边因为这条是解释。
So if he touches the woman, 三个 dishes. If he say makes one day good the woman, 巴拉吉。
然后如果他隐隐性触摸了这个女人，那就犯了三个第三。然后他如果真跟那个女人性交了，那就巴拉奇卡。对，所以说这有好几种罪。
So the same applies if they lay down, the woman lies down,、
mm-hmm.
and also the man lies down on the、on the same seat, on the same bed, like、
mm-hmm.
this again paticca.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the same secret place.、
Mm-hmm.
Before touching,、
mm.
they don't touch.、
Mm.
But the woman lies down,、
mm.
the man also lies down in the secret place.
他说如果是在同一个座位上，然后这个女人和这个比丘也没有发生任何身体接触，但是他俩都在这个座位上躺下了，这也是八戒的。就是都不是在这座位上，而是一块在这躺着，但是身体没有发生接触。
嗯，是八戒的。
对。
So, and non offense is? If the man is present there, which is intelligent man,、
oh.
if the man is present、
mm-hmm.
in the vicinity,、
mm-hmm.
so then that place does not become secret, does not become private.
Oh, okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. Therefore, he does not fall into offense.Up to the point, of course, he doesn't touch the woman.、
Uh-huh.
He doesn't fall into paticca offense, at least. Or dukkha, or paticca offense.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So it's not necessarily man, but also woman is also okay. If a woman who is conscious, who is not mad, is also in the vicinity, then it is fine, isn't it? Okay, sorry,然后他就在他们附近那个也在那躺，但是他没睡着，然后或者说有一个没有毛的有神男的来进行术，进行术就是这附近的地方，就是在这附近的地方，那这个意思就是说他这个地方已经不是秘密了，不是只有他们两个人了，他们俩干什么，就附近有一个男人，不管是躺着还是站着还是坐着，有这么一个男人在看着，那这样的话就不是秘密的，这是无罪的，
就三个罪都不可能犯，只要有人在。
你其实你犯的话，其实这个男人已经马上就看见了。
对，我的意思是说，只要有男人在，就可以避免这个不定法的存在了。
对对对。
Oh, OK. So, and that man should be intelligent man, means he's not stupid. And he should not sleeping, he should not be also blind.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
这男人不能是智障，然后也不能是盲人，然后也不能正在睡觉的男人。
这个年龄有限制吧，这个男人。
年龄没有限制，所以 he's asking that is there any in the school restrictions about the age of this man?
Age. Yes. Now, vinyu means vinyu purisa should not be the child. The child who plays with toys.He doesn't understand now what this man and woman do together. Vinyu Purusha means he is intelligent to understand.
Mm-hmm.
If that monk, the intention of that monk, the intention of that woman.
20 years old.
in the 15, 16 years old, some young men, they understand. Because if they see the, how the monk talks to the woman, or the woman talks, he understands, okay, something is going between them.
So boy can't?
Boy, no brain, no understand.
就是说这个，因为他是那个有生态字，就是说你能理解发生什么事儿，能理解这样动机是什么。所以说这个年龄不能太小，你比方说那个特别小小孩只会玩玩具那种，不算。
It's called Purisa. No? Purisa usually it is not a teenager.
Okay.
A teenager, Purisa Vinyo Purisa. This is the Pali.
Okay.
Purisa it is usually a grown up man. And even then, he should be Vinyo. Intelligent, not stupid, because some people are stupid since they are they have some brain damage, whatever it is about, they can't understand things. Or he does not should be asleep, or he should be blind also. Should not be blind.
然后这样说这个地方男子是外里边就是 Purisa， 然后 Purisa 这个词它一般是指成年男子，然后这阶段接近成年男子的时候，他必须是有失成年男子，就是他不是那种精神不正常的人，他能理解发生什么事情。
他就一定要18岁以上不算成年人，按照这个年龄段的话，成年男子是18岁吧？
他没有说什么。So he's asking that so this a grown up man should be over 18 years old or something.
18.
Yes.
18 years old is okay. Some 18, I told you 16 years old is okay. Sometimes also 16 years, young men they understand because they don't know if this monk is what the intention of that monk, what the intention of the woman. They can understand that there's something between this. They try to make something in secret. So then, therefore now the monk, if he that young man 16 years old, he will restrain himself. Restrain.
Oh, restrain himself.
Restrain. But if he sees a child like 10 years old, 8 years old, he just doesn't understand any brain. Therefore, he can actually touch the woman and like that in front of the child without the child understanding what is going between them.
So, 他说不一定十八岁，有时候十六岁的人，他也可以理解。然后关键在于就是说一个这个出现是看见大概有十五六岁，或者他就是大概这个年龄的一个少年站在跟前的话，他会自我约束，不敢为所欲为。但是如果看只是一个七八岁的小孩的话，他可能就为所欲为。对。对第一条不行，对第一条不行，对第一条不灵法不行，第二条不灵法，你看后面第二条不灵法。
第一条也不是，他如果是女人的话，他也不是形成的。啊？如果是另外一个女人在的话，那不是。
我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that why not woman? Because if a woman is there, the monk will also restrain himself.
Yes, but you see the thing here, because now women sometimes conspire together.
Okay. 他说这个女人她有时候会一起密谋，然后就可能那个女人是一伙的，所以说。
They hide, no? Women is what they sometimes support each other.
对，他们可能会互相帮忙扶藏，然后互相支持、互相帮助这样。
最主要问题是在秘密处的，
对，
不是秘密处。
不是秘密处就是第二条。
不，我知道不是秘密处，他女人就可以。
对对对。
他最主要是这个秘密处的问题。
So and then there is no offense also if the monk stands, does not sit, and the woman sits.
Okay.
Or the other way around.
Okay.
The woman stands and the monk sits.
他说如果这个比库和这个女人是一个人站着一个人坐的话，就没问题，不管是那女人站着还是这个比库站着，那这都是无罪的。
两个人关在一个房间里秘密处，一个站一个坐也没事。
那个看你们那个要看你们是不是过夜，如果是过夜的话，
过夜就是一个站一个坐，就不坐在一块地方，就两个椅子对坐也可以吗？还是一站一坐也可以？
So he is asking that if he is staying together with the woman in a secluded and a closed room, but he is staying in a different posture with that woman. For example, he is standing and that woman is sitting, or that woman is sitting but he is laying down. So in that case, is there any offense to him?
Yeah,
Yes, this one at all is no offense. If he stands and the woman is lying down, or if the woman it's called stands and the monk is lying down, they don't sit the same seat, no. So no offense.
因为您这样不是属于过同一个座位，所以说不犯。
就是说可行于，就是说别人就算是举罪你了，说你关了门，你没听到什么杂音什么的，只要这个比如说我没有跟他坐在同一个座位上，不定法都不成立，可以这样说吗？
So he is asking that even in this a different posture case, even if he is accused by another bhikkhu or another lay person, if he himself admits that while I was staying with that woman, we are in different postures. So in that case, we are not falling into any offense. Is that
true? Because now we studied these pachitya rules.
Mm-hmm.
Pachitya rules.
Oh, yeah.
If we studied this, we understand. Because now the main thing is sitting the same thing, same seat, and private secrets of what, that is where the offense takes place. But if you're not sitting the same seat, so then no problem. So then we'll study these rules later.
Okay.
Now we try to cover here this, because the posture also matters.
Okay. 像我跟他这样坐在地上，这算同一座位了，就全部是同坐在地上。他同一座位的概念是什么？我现在没搞懂这个名字。
So he is asking that, what is the explanation of the same seat? So for example, now he's sitting here. And this, suppose that this is a woman and she's sitting here. Is that considered as the same seat or not?
No, separate.
Separate.
The ground is not counted.
So
the seat is actually the cushion. The cushion. Different cushion, different seat.
对，
就是说我铺一张席子，我们坐在同一张席子，坐在地上，这叫算座位了。
So for example, he said if he put a very long mat on the floor, and he's sitting in one end of the mat, and the woman is sitting on the other end of the mat, is that considered one seat or not?
Different cushion, different seat. Even if it is one mat, no problem.
Different cushions, different. He put down
the same on the same scroll mat. No.
Yes.
They spread the mat.
Yes.
So that is a floor covering. It's called floor covering.
Yes.
It's not a seat.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then in order to put the seats on it, that is the mat is there not to sit.
Uh-huh.
It is to put cushion on it.
Uh-huh.
And then the cushions are separate. Uh-huh. Then different seats.
But what if they didn't put any cushions? Did they directly sit on the mat? Is that considered one seat or not?
You can't tell because it depends how they define it. If they spread it and so forth just to sit, can be and so forth, can be regarded as one seat.
Oh.
So then, because they use it just to sit upon it. So they can be regarded as one seat.
Okay.
Just plain mat.
Okay. 他说是这样，如果说你在那个就直接把这席子铺开，然后你们俩那个都坐在席上，拿判断的话，你坐一单，他坐一单的话，那算一个座。但是如果说你在席子上，你又再加一个垫儿，席子上又加一个垫儿，你在这儿一个垫儿，他那儿另一个垫儿，那就不算。
那我稍等，那我可以这样理解，就是说处在同一个平面上面就算一个座位的意思。就算这个不是席子，我就算我们中国人不打地铺嘛。一个被子，我坐在被子上面，他坐在被子上面，这就算是同一座位了。
对，
席子的类似一个表达方式。
对，
但是我被子上面，
你又铺了你自己的座布，你又在被子上铺了你自己座布就没问题。
就不，它就不是座布，是被套或者是任何一个
任何东西，
就不算同一。
对，你跟他就不在同一个东西上。对，
还好要问啊，不问这个很麻烦的。
我觉得不管你铺，
我以后只要来个座铺铺，全部都不是同一座位。
啊，
就是说你在同一，就比如说坐在地面上，
对吧？我跟他坐在床上，我坐
这
坐
还是我坐
这，
都适合行。
哦，所以说我问。
So he's asking that, so for example, even in this case, there, sitting in different cushions, no? They're sitting in different cushions.But still, it is suitable for having sex. So it is still can be secret, according to him. They can have sex in such circumstances.
So then, but he's now, if they want to have sex and so on, they can make on the trees also, on the trees. but the thing is now, it is the seat means, it is just a, more strong evidence, no, they've been in the same seat.
Mm.
That woman actually in that case, she seemed to be on the same seat.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and that is one which is entails about paccity offenses.
Okay.
Because there are some paccity offenses deal with such things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sexual intercourse or touching a woman,
mm-hmm.
you can do it everywhere, so, because even quite pinda pata, you can touch it. So then you don't need to sit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this paccity has covered the seat.
Mm-hmm.
And how to deal while sitting with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So now usually monks should not sit. There is a rule in Chulavaga also,
mm-hmm.
which monks should not sit together with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The same seat.
Mm-hmm.
Same seat is whether it is in public.
Okay.
In public or can't sit.
Okay.
So then, for example, in the, you sit in the park.
Mm-hmm.
In the park and then sit like that. And then the woman sits in the same...
Okay.
Bench. There's a bench.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit together. You have to get up.
Okay.
You have to get up.
But I just use this. I can sit down.
Use this. On the bench.
No, it is the same thing because now it doesn't make difference. It is same bench, no?
Same bench.
Oh.
It is the it's called. This nisidan is not regarded as a seat, it's regarded as just to protect the rope, no?
But if you put a cushion, it is considered as the same seat,
yes, but bench is the bench. Actually, it is now on the floor.
Uh-huh.
The floor is not, it's not an asana. It's
okay.
not an asana.
Okay. Okay.
But chairs and benches, they are the asanas.
Okay.
So, therefore now, the whole bench is regarded as an asana.
Okay.
It's a seat.
Mm.
Okay.
So, the same way now in the... in the airport, sometimes there are many chairs, but all are combined.
Yes.
Five chairs are combined.
Yes.
And one woman sits in that chair, number one, and number five sits the monk.
Yes.
Because all chairs are combined,
no.
one seat.
Okay,
you can't sit. You can't sit together with a woman.
Stand up.
or
sitting on the ground.
On the front?
On the floor,
Yeah, some other seat. You have to change.
Or you can sit on the floor, he said.
Floor, okay.
Yes.
Not nice, but.
他是这样，你刚才那个理由是不一样的，就是你那地板的东西它本身不是不算作为，所以说你在这儿和这只要破东西分开就没事，但是他说这个像板凳椅在这本身是算作为的，然后在那上面你再破什么都不可以。
就是说沙发也算椅子而已。
沙发也是作为。
也算作为。
啊？也算作为。So he's asking about sofa.
Sofa the same, it is running.
这么床也是。
Bed?
Bed the same.
就是说这个坐布只能铺在地上算不算就算我们下面铺了一个连接的任何东西就不算是犯戒。这个坐布无论铺在椅子沙发。
席子上他说席子也没问题那个席子上不要。
席子上我就说了就是床垫席子铺在一起坐在地上或者就就地上。
对。
多了块坐布，那就不是也是
一起。对。
除这个坐布的作用就可以实现了。
对。
但这个坐布坐在一个长板凳上，好像、啊、
长板凳上、椅子上、沙发
上、
床上
都不行，都是犯戒。
对。然后我回答他那个问题，他那个问题是这样，他问那个为什么那个这个地方可以行那个行淫，但是啊那个还不算。他说这条巴西利亚呢，就专门针对这个座位的，因为这个你跟女人共同坐在一个座位上，它容易让你产生联想，可以那个让你行淫。但是具体说你如果说你，但是不是说你不坐在同一个座位上就不能行淫了？不是这个意思。你要如果你想行淫的话，你在什么地方就行，你趴张老师你趴到树上都可以行淫。然后那个，然后三个地铁三那个更是什么时候都可以发生。比方说你要触摸女人，脱波时候都有可能触摸女人。
嗯、
这个所以说这叫巴西利亚专门这这个。
巴西利亚是不定法。
巴西利亚不定法里包括了巴西利亚。
对。
So therefore now in such cases, especially in public places,、
mm-hmm.
If a monk sits somewhere,、
mm-hmm.
lay in the bus stand.Or maybe on the bus also, on the bus.
No.
There are seats on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a broad seat, which two, three people can sit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a woman suddenly comes.
Mm-hmm.
So then, in that case, now the monk has to get up. But if you do it too abruptly,
mm-hmm.
it will be embarrassing for the woman. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't do it very abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
That's called do it slowly, slowly, and so forth, and so that the woman don't get offended. Because some women understand why. They can't understand why this monk got up suddenly, abruptly, and so on. You don't do it in a nervous manner.
Uh-huh.
So then.
But if you didn't do it, but if you didn't do it quickly, then there will be a short time that you're sitting together with that woman.
But it is no your intention to sit with the woman.
Oh, it's not the intention to sit.
It's
with
no intention to do. But okay. If you just sit and think, oh, never mind, and so forth. Then this is where the offense takes place.
Okay.
But if your intention maybe to get up, as soon as you find the opportunity to get up. So then in that case now, you slowly, if that woman sits, you don't get abruptly like that, jumping over the seat. So you just wait maybe 1 minute like that, and so slowly get up, okay?
张老师，是有这种情况，比方说那个机场那都是连在一起的。然后呢，比方说公交车站，公交车站那个座位一个大座位，或者说有一个小座位是连在一起的，或者说在那个甚至公交车里边也有种连在一起的座位。然后呢，你当时你在那坐着，你在那坐着，然后过来一个女人，然后这种情况下你应该知道你要站起来，但是站起来一点，但是你不要立刻站起来，不要蹭一下跳起来，看她一坐下你蹭一下跳起来，这样是非常不礼貌的，而且会让人觉得很尴尬。最好是你慢慢等一分钟，等一小会儿，然后慢慢站起来，不要让她注意到。然后这样还没问题，因为这巴西利亚这个他也是要看你动机的。比方说你开始你可能是跟他一块坐了一分钟，但是你动机并不是和他坐在一起，你动机是想离开，只是在那等一下而已。所以说这样的话没问题。但是如果你动机变了，你动机就是说我觉得还无所谓，就跟他一块坐一起吧，这动机无所谓。
一般的我澄清一下，就是说我跟女人同坐在地上，什么都不铺，我坐这也不铺，地板是不算是同一国籍的。
So he's asking that if he's sitting together with the woman on the floor, without what's called anything beneath their body, then there will be no offense. If both of them directly sit on the floor, then there will be no offense.
Yeah, no offense. It is, because the floor is not an asana.
Mm-hmm.
It's not regarded as a sitting.
Mm-hmm.
What's called as a chair or as a seat like that.
Mm-hmm. 那个地上是不算座位。
So the same applies with aeroplanes. Now aeroplanes, so maybe the daikas, your daikas, the kapyas, they booked. You booked your air ticket, no? They put a seat, and then after you arrive there, you see a woman is sitting there. Okay. So now these chairs in aeroplane all are joined together. Okay. Maybe even sometimes three chair as called seats. All joined together.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case it's better to make pre-arrangements before you travel by plane to tell the kapya to book you a seat with a travel agent where there is no woman next to you. Next to you. That is one option. Okay. Or if you arrive to the counter, the counter and so forth, and before you enter, go into the aeroplane, you can remind the staff there, so that your imam, if there is possible, to make arrangement for you to sit with a man instead of a woman. If there is a woman in your seat, they will able to check, because they, in the computer they know who is next to you, to your seat, because there is a woman or a man. And they can tell, it's called the
relevant person,
the stewards inside the plane, that they can make some change.
Okay.
So, and then if that also doesn't work, as soon as you go inside, and you see a woman sitting there, you can speak with the stewards. So if it is possible for you to sit in another seat, because sometimes there are empty seats on, empty seats, and so they can put you in another seat, maybe in the end of the aeroplane. Then you put you there, because in the end of the airplane usually some empty seats. You can change the seat. So, or maybe they will tell that woman if she is willing to change her seat, go to the next seat, so that you can sit next to a man.
他说那个，这种情况，比方说你在坐飞机的时候，然后呢，失主给你订了个票， 然后他可能很不屑，如果他提前不知道这些，他很可能就是那个订了个票，然后他把那个你和你连在一起那座位上，有个女人和你坐那个就是连在一起另一个座位上，那真的这种情况，你就那个座位就不能坐。然后避免这个方式有三种方法，一个是你在事主订票的时候，你就跟他说，你订票时候最好确认好，让我自己连在这座位上没有女人。然后第二种方式就是说，你虽然事主给你订了，然后你也不知道他，你知道他没做这种安排，然后去机场去那个验票之前跟工作人员说一下。说你们他们那工作人员在电脑里边都有信息嘛，就是说那个你这个座位上对谁谁谁谁谁，然后他这些人知道那个真那个你提出这个请求，我说我这个我是个出家人啊，你跟这些人那个说这事儿，他们会给那个机组人员反映，然后他机组人员可能会给你换。然后如果说那个这两周都不奏效的话，你可以就是说，然后你进到飞机里边，到飞机里边看你那排座位上有一个女人啊，这个情况下你就跟那空姐说，说那个说。就因为这个飞机上一般都有空座嘛，你说这个那个能不能我坐一排，换那个空的座位上面去，啊，这就没问题。如果甚至有的时候你那个空姐可以问的，就是坐在座位上，你问他愿不愿意换座，他愿不愿意换到其他座位上去？对，这三种方法都是可以。
大
小
姐，但是飞机上不是有男有女吗？
对啊，
他旁边就是男，附近有男的，那就不构成不定法，你不换座也可以吧，也不犯戒。
这个巴基地亚，
他不是不定法，是巴基地亚。
就是同一座有个女人同座，就是巴基地亚，不管旁边有没有男人，就是巴基地亚。
45条好像是，44条。
有一条是，就是说你必要换座了。
啊、
不换就是犯巴基地亚要忏了。
对对对。
巴基他那个说那个男人是指肩和一个男人，还是说旁边一个男人？
他上面说是进行处。
对，那飞机这么近了，肯定是旁边不是
一个男人或
者两个男人，
不是你问一下是不是肯定是巴基地亚，肯定就要换了，那我们以后就肯定要换了，不换不行。
So he's so there are two questions they are asking. So for the first question is that so in the plane there usually in the plane there are not only in the cabin of the plane there usually there's not only women there's also men around.Men are also there. So for example, if you're sitting with another woman, and in the vicinity of your seat, there is a man who is conscious, who has the ability to understand what is happening. So with that considered as an offense or something?
Yes, now you see, because now these pachitias, they deal with secret places.
Uh-huh.
But there is another rule in Chula Vagabali, which I told you,
uh-huh.
which is completely prohibited, according to that rule, to man to sit in the same.Sit even in public places, whether a man is present or is not present.
So that is dukkha.
It is a dukkha offense.
Okay.
A dukkha offense, but doing that.
Okay.
The pachite is, we'll study the pachite as we can discuss these differences later.
Okay.
But I told you it's a general knowledge for public places,
uh-huh.
there is a special rule in Chula Vagabali.
Okay.
Even in public places, you have no intention to be secret like that.
Uh-huh.
In planes, in buses, in airports.You can sit with women, so then in public, you think it's a public place, but still, it is dukkha offense by sitting.
他说这不是巴基地亚，但是这是在小品里边，他说在公共场合不能跟女人坐同一座位，不管周围有没有直男，然后如果一直坐的话，犯恶作。
不是巴基地亚。
恶作。对。
那个唐局长，这样，就是那个刚上飞机的时候啊，那个就是大家都在放行李啊，那个就是。非常的混乱。你就是说那个空姐也很忙碌。然后一个是这个是一个障碍，还有一个就是说有些时候啊，就是说我比库先坐下来，比如说就是靠窗就两个座位嘛，全靠窗，然后等那个系上安全带快起飞了，然后来了一个女人坐在边上，这个时候你要跟空姐。说我要换座位的话，他很有可能跟你说，现在飞机要起飞了，你的安全带不能打开，你得在这儿坐着，要不然是不安全的。就是说他有可能会那个就是阻止，因为安全原因那个阻止你马上换座位。在这个时候，我如果决议好，那我现在有障碍，等障碍解除了呢，我就换。如果做这种想的话，是犯还是不犯？
So he's telling like this. So usually, if he, so for example, he, get on the plane, and he found a roof, he found a roof, empty seats, which is connected together. So then he sat on that seat. But right before this plane takes off, a woman came and sat down in the seat. So at that moment, if we make that request to the stewardess or steward, the steward has to tell him, Mr. Passenger, because this plane is taking off, we cannot make the change now. Because for safety reason, we cannot make any change. Either your seat or her seat, we cannot make any change. So on such occasion, can he make such determination? Because now it's untried for me to make a change of the seat. So whenever I get a chance, I may immediately change the seat. So with this kind of a perception, will he be free of offenses?
Yes, I told, because now you see, even you don't need to abruptly get up, wait. Even 1 minute, I told you, for regular, for everyday things. I mean, but if there is such a case, you can wait even longer, because there is under eye. There is some the obstacle. It prevents you to get up. So in that case, you have to make your mind that my intention is to sit with the woman. As soon as I find the chance, I will get up and go to another seat.
他说：“这个就跟他之前说的慢慢起身，不和立刻，不要立刻起身，那个例子是一样，只不过一个时间稍微长点，一个时间稍微短点而已。你这个时间稍微长一点，只要你有那个想的那个决意，就没有问题。”
哦，
对。
那另外三点，那个
座位
如果是完全分开，如果他不
给你换，
你就可以完全分开的也算。
座位是完全分开的，那就不算。座位完全分开就不算，就他俩这种情况就不算，就他俩就如果就是两个座位的话，他俩这种情况就不算。
不是，就是座位，比如说在汽车的驾驶室跟副驾驶室这样，它座位只是分开，
啊，
但是它底下是连着的。
它俩底下也是连着。
啊，这样不算。
啊。因为汽车一般是不算座位，所以 he's asking, so for example, in the automobile, this the driver is one seat, and the person next to the driver is that considered a same seat or not?
Driver and then
the person who is sitting next to the driver,
this different seat,
different seat, 不同的座位。So he's asking that because they are connected in the bottom or something.
No, they are actually screwed now. They are screwed on the bottom, okay? But it's separately.
Uh-huh.
It's separately screwed.
Uh-huh.
The ground of the van, or the bottom of the van is not a gut, it's a seat.
他说那个车那个底儿就和这个地板一样，是不能算作座位的。他俩就像他俩现在虽然你可以说通过地板连在一起，但是那个不算座位。他俩本身的座位是分开，和你那个车的意思一样。飞机有隔开，有不隔开的。它有那种连锁，就是说，你比方说，它中间有过道，过道的话，你过道这侧的这个座位和那侧座位肯定是隔开的。但是你这侧这可能两三个座位是连在一起，明白我的意思吗？
有扶手
的
吗？
啊？
扶手的话，
那
是
对扶手中间是有。
它有时候是公用扶手，你记住。
如果不是公用扶手，就说意思就是。
The front seat, but the back seats are on seat.
有公用扶手。
他说他，然后他刚刚补充一句，就是汽车那个前座是分开座位，但后座就不是，后座就算一个座位，后座算一个座位。
我仔细观察过，确实是，
他下面是
地上，
我这样问他们，可能我问你啊，
没有
出家人能不能问在家人啊，借东西啊？就好比在飞机场，不是座位不是连着嘛，但旁边不是有那种小商贩嘛，小商店那种。然后座位都是我喝果汁的时候都是一个个座位木头座位都分开的嘛，出家人能不能问在家人说我借个板凳坐，我就是借东西，或者我看我手机没电，或者是我请可能那个在家人我说施主借个手机用，这可以吧？这条里面还没写这个。
Okay, so he's asking that, so for example in the airport, he's waiting for his plane.So because of this rule, he cannot sit on the same seat with a woman. So because of this, he wants to borrow a bench from a layperson, for example, from a shop, something like that. He wants to borrow a bench from a layperson, and then after his plane comes, he can return that bench. Is that allowed to borrow something from a layperson for a monk?
A telephone?
It's not good now. You see, now these lay people who have these shops now, there are some shops in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good to go inside and ask for a monk to ask us such things. That's what.
But is it allowable or not in the Vinaya?
Allowable, you can. It is allowable if you are, for example, if you have good reasons,
uh-huh.
and you give good reasons to that man, look, I have a broken leg, mm-hmm. I can't sit and so forth. Because now these people will be wondering, because there are so many seats now, why you don't sit?
Okay.
There are five seats there, one woman sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So why you didn't sit? They will be wondering, why this monkey is called? You have to have good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore now, in such situation now, people, they sometimes lose the faith for these Buddhist monks, what they try to show and so forth. And you have to, if you explain that man, then is okay. There are no misunderstandings.
Uh-huh.
So, but now, according to the Vinaya, of course, you can ask for such things, to borrow, because you are giving back, no?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is lost for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only the faith can be lost.
For this question, I have to draw a picture.
So, can you get the question? Yes, can you get the question?
Very calm.
But these chairs at the airport, they are close together.
Close means there's no space.
Almost no gap. Only a small gap is there. So therefore now, it has to be regarded like a bench.
Okay.
Like a bench. Okay. Now these are actually, they are put, these two poles here serve, maybe to lift the chairs. Actually it is for lifting, it's not for combining.
Uh-huh.
Depends now, but in the airport now, for example, even the buses, or the airport, the airplane, all these chairs are close together.
Close together, and there's no gap in between.
Almost no gap. There is sometimes a gap.
This
gap will be 1 inch. Maybe it's a gap 1 inch, but actually they are on the same. If you see them, you have to lift them together. But they are combined in such ways that people can't steal them if they are separately. People sometimes they steal the whole chair. So then all of them they misplace them. So they bind them together. So it should be like one seat. So therefore now in that case now we can't sit in such places. But here this the gap is too big here. It looks if the monk sits here, the woman sits here from afar, it looks they are sitting in separate places. The same now for example in aeroplane, in buses, you sit in the a woman sits in the front seat, you sit in the back. But these chairs maybe are combined below. Okay, in the past. So then maybe let's call because there are some iron bars combine discharge together. So in that case, we don't do kati se se two se let's call one seat will come separate. It's like in the bus.
Okay.
Like in the bus, it's just like that.
Okay.他说是这样，他说那个这个事，他不仅仅取决于你这个椅子是不是以这种方式联系，他而是取决于这椅子之间空间有多大。你说他刚说那种不允许和女人坐一起那种椅子，一般来说，那椅子之间是几乎就是有地方相连，或者说会这空间非常之小。所以说你从远处一看的话，你就认为这两个人是坐一起。坐一起那种情况，但是如果说呢，你这个椅子虽然在下面是一个管子或者是一个棍子什么连在一起的，但是这两个座位之间空间足够大，或者说虽然你们是前后座，比方说在机场那个在飞机里边也是一样，你和那个女可能是前后座，前后座其实不犯戒的，但是你那底下可能也有棍子把那个连在一起，但是连在一起无所谓。
嗯，并排的空间有控制，
有空间有没问题，有足够大空间有没问题，那空间不能太小，就是一个。那就没问题。对
啊，并排，同一座位上中间空一个，你坐这边，女人坐这边，中间空一个位置，这不算同一座位。
So he's asking that.
就飞机中间不三个人座位吗？
嗯，
应该是男的，或者是
中间没有人的话，他就说不办，来问清楚的。
Same seat or not?
Because if they are combined, you see, main, these bars are combined. Now these are, the bars are combined together.
Okay.
All the legs are combined together.
Mm-hmm.
Although there is little space there.
But there's an empty seat, the point is there's an empty seat in between.
Empty seat?
Empty seat means there are just...
Yeah, but empty seat is, but it's like a bench. It's like a bench, but they make it to lean and so forth, just for leaning. Yeah, but mainly it is one thing.
Okay.
Therefore now from afar it looks like
the same bench.
Same bench.
Okay. 他说这样像这种东西像一条长椅一样。
嗯，还是不行。
对，
跟阔机厅一样的，一个长椅上全部空着，边上一个女的你就不能坐。
但是像我说那种情况，比方说那个是一个通那个在一个飞机上隔着一个过道。那
就我明白的意思，就旁边是两个座位。这个三个座位中间一个小过道也算是隔开，
对，
但这个是不行了，
对，
中间有空位，
对，你看起来像一条长椅子。
哦，
那这种如果要是各个都有双扶手，那就是说
跟你有没有扶手没有关系，因为他这个就是说你这扶手连起来，扶手只要扶手连起来就不可以。
扶手有这么的宽的小间距吗
？So he's asking what is there's a gap here.If there's a very small gap here, then what do you
think
about this?
Same seat or not? But you see, that is the iron bars now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gap, but the iron bars are combined, the basic bars are there.
The basic bar means?
Like you see now, these things here, not that down, not on the legs, here, these are combined.
Okay.
So here also, there are these...
这种情况是莫名其妙翻的时候。
Chair is based on
飞机，你坐的。
那
不能过到最
边
上。
OK。
你还
坐
在
哪
里？飞机被打了的时候，你肯定要睡觉或者干什么，对吧？已经闭眼睛自己换了一个地方坐。你不知道多少时间啊？你肯定饿坐了。这莫名其妙翻的时候。
Another friend. support.
Okay.
Okay. Yearly support.
Mm.
Okay. But this is called in. Now these things, these are for mind.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. This is the mainframe where actually for sitting is intended.
Okay, okay. 所以是他说这个问题关键就在于说你比方说这那个就假设，他这是两个椅子那个面，你是坐上面那个面，这个面不能连在一起，这个面不能有任何相连。比方说这中间这样一块不是两个面连起来，这是不可以。至于说你连个腿，那没问题。
If the chair has two arms.Each chair has two arms.
It's not like bench. We have to sit on that. In this, they are both combined with the iron bars.
嗯，就是和我刚才说，你有没有扶手这些东西是无关的，关键就看你坐的这个面。你所谓的座位就是看你坐这个面，只要这个面有任何连接，那就算连接。然后你上面有没有扶手，靠背后面不靠背，这都没有关系。
反正您刚才说这个面是，就是说上面软垫的还是软垫的底下那个硬的框？
那个硬的框，那个硬的框。
硬的框只要有连接就算连接。
对对对。
跟有没有扶手没关系。
对，跟有没有扶手跟没有靠背都没关系。
范姐，
嗯，
这我想问一下。飞机上面，四里洋场回中国7个小时、8个小时，对吧？
对。
你坐上去，两个座位旁边是个男的，
嗯，
你睡着了，
嗯，
眼睛一睁要下飞机了，旁边变成一个女的了，
嗯，没有动静嘛？
这就啊，
没有
算恶作了。
他刚那个情况不也没有动静嘛？就他刚问这个问题，你记得吗？
我知道他说他看到一个女的下来。就是决议说我等会
对，所以他虽然跟那个女人工作，但是他没有动机。要是你也是跟女人工作，你睡着，你当然更没有动机，对吧？
就是我到下飞机不换也可以
啊，
我到下飞机不换也可以。
你关键你知不知道，就是有一个女人在你身边？
不是，你本来是个男的坐在你旁边
的，对对对。
飞机有可能他们中途什么夫妻俩，有可能他觉得不是换位置了。
对，那你不知道，
一个女的换不到这里，我不知道，我眼睛哎，变女的。
对，你不知道你就没有动机吗？
不会引起没有动机就
没有问题。他那情况就是没有动机。
他不说在公共场合不能跟女的坐，被别人
就要看你动机。他那个情况不就已经是也是公共场合，不也没有动机吗？对吧？
就是不犯就
对,
对
对对，因为那个谁也要看动机的。
So then we'll continue tomorrow, no? Because today we make the agreement to stop by 8 o'clock, no?
然后今天我们那个因为约好时间是8点，所以我们今天就讲到这里。我看斯文达米南，
是觉得。
Maya katham punyam samina anumoditabham.
Swat swat.
Samina katham punyam mayam dattabham.
Swat swat. Anumoditabham.
Sadhu sadhu anumodami okasa dwaratene katham sabbamachayam kamatmibhanti.
Kamami.
Sadhu kham.
Shobachayam dhukwe. May you be your own feet. So today loudspeaker,
huh? Disabled.
Huh?
Disabled.
Not disabled, they put it...slowly.